The number of single mother families in Halton region has risen significantly over the past two decades, outpacing the overall growth of families, according to a report released by Community Development Halton, CDH. The December 2024 report, citing Statistics Canada, shows that, as of 2021, approximately 18,300 single mother families were living in the region, representing 11% of all families. This marks an 83% increase from 2001 to 2021, surpassing the overall family growth of 57%. Milton experienced the most notable increase, with single mother households increasing by nearly 290% over the same time period. Oakville also saw substantial growth, particularly between 2001 and 2006, 45%, and from 2016 to 2021, 13.5%. Burlington and Halton Hills experienced more moderate increases, with growth rates slowing in recent years. The data reveals that there were 6,545 single mother families in Oakville, 6,350 in Burlington, 3,525 in Milton and 1,865 in Halton Hills. According to the report, single mothers are most commonly between the ages of 40 and 54. A quarter of single mothers in Halton are separated, while nearly one-fifth have never been married. As of 2021, more than 29,000 children were living in single mother households in Halton. While a majority of single mothers have pursued higher education, they are less likely to have completed it compared to the general female population in Halton. Additionally, single mothers in the region are more likely to be employed full-time than the general female population, but they earn considerably less than single fathers, only 70-80% of their income, and face higher poverty rates. The report also highlights the diversity within the demographic, noting that a significant proportion of single mothers are immigrants or members of the racialized communities. South Asian, Black and Chinese single mothers make up a large portion of this group and face unique and systemic challenges. CDH calls for targeted support for single mother families, including childcare, education, employment assistance and culturally relevant resources to help them thrive in the region.